Okay, well, let's see. Eric's calling us from Michigan. Eric, we may have to take this over the top of the hour, but see if you can get your question in, and maybe I can answer some of it before the top of the hour.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dr. Wright. What nutrients could you suggest for increasing insulin sensitivity, including, I remember you might have mentioned in the past, a specific probiotic strain as one of those?
Well, I don't start with probiotic strain, but that would be on there. Now, Yale University physicians, no less. Yale, almost as good as Harvard. I have to say that because I went to Harvard. Anyway, they did some studies with a combination of relatively high but extremely safe dose chromium and relatively high but extremely safe dose biotin. And just those things, two things put together, helped to reduce the insulin resistance and making the tissues more receptive to the insulin. Now, just about everybody knows that by now who formulates vitamins. So if you go to your local natural food store and ask for a multiple vitamin that is particularly formulated for people with blood sugar trouble, you'll find they all have high chromium and biotin in them. There's one that Dr. Gaby and I formulated called Gluco Balance for balancing blood sugar. And that has those in it, and so do other ones, because, as I say, this is well-known information. And we have extra magnesium and extra vitamin B6. And in other words, it's a multiple vitamin mineral, but it's bolstered in the areas of vitamins and minerals that help to regulate blood sugar. So there you go on that one. Now, the second thing is berberine. Berberine is a plant material. It's quite safe, and there was research where it was matched up against the number one patent medicine that's used for type 2 diabetes. Okay, sir, I'm going to have to shut up and continue after the top of the hour. That's the radio biz, so if you can hold on, we'll finish this off after that. Okay, let's get back to things here, and we'll skip the commercial announcement because I was, at this time anyway, I seem to be in the middle of answering a question from Eric. And want to get back to that. Eric, are you still with us, sir?
Yes, Doc. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. All right. Well, I mentioned that there are several multiple vitamins that are especially fortified for people who happen to have blood sugar problems. And I would certainly be recommending one of those to you. Dr. Gaby and I formulated one, but then others have two. So it's a good idea to read the labels and see which one you think you like best. All right. After that, I was mentioning berberine, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E. That one was the subject of breakthrough research actually done in China, a couple of universities there, published in 2009. And that just really changed the whole of natural medicine's approach to botanicals and type 2 diabetes or pre-type 2 diabetes, because what they did was had it matched against metformin, which is the number one patent medicine used in diabetes type 2. 500 milligrams of berberine three times a day, or 500 milligrams of metformin three times a day, two groups of people, of course. And what they found was that the berberine did every bit as well as the metformin, and of course it's totally natural, and metformin is only partially natural, the rest of it is patentable. But it did at regulation of sugar and insulin, but the berberine actually did better than metformin at regulating cholesterol and triglycerides and so forth in people with diabetes. So that's kind of the number one go-to botanical at this time. Now, I'll get to the the various probiotics, but I've got to pause and ask you something, sir. With just about any health condition, a good diet for that particular condition comes first. And secondly, there's usually an exercise program, and actually there's been research done among people who are type 2 diabetic and pre-diabetic that shows us that there's one very particular form of exercise that really outdoes the others. If that's the only thing applied, it's still not diet, not supplements. It still helps to re-regulate blood sugar. So tell me, sir, which diet plan are you following, and are you doing certain sorts of exercise? And then we'll get on to the probiotics.
Yep. So I remember you mentioned Dr. Al Sears' program for the PACE,
absolutely,
the high intensity
You bet.
Short term, right?
Yep, that's it.
And the paleo type approach for diet as well.
Absolutely. And those are the first two things, because without the diet part, the supplements are called supplements because they're supplements to a good diet. And the exercise has been proven to be helpful. So everybody who didn't know that, Eric nailed it. It's the paleo diet and the, well, it might be called interval training, described in the book by Dr. Al Sears. Okay, getting on to the probiotics. There's several of them that have been researched. For example, there's one called, and they're in the commonly sold ones, too, in the natural food stores. There's one called Lactobacillus reuteri. I didn't make the name up. It's R-E-U-T-E-R-I. I just report most of these names. And it was found to improve insulin resistance and even stop fatty infiltration of the liver, which happens so often in type 2 diabetics. This was in experimental animals, but it works in people. And for bonus points, that same lactobacillus helps to lessen periodontal disease in many people. Okay, and then we get to something called Bifidobacterium longum. And that one, again, this is all from research, improved metabolic syndrome. And that's nice. And there are other lactobacilli, too. So actually, if you go to your natural food store, you could look for a lactobacillus that contains the reuteri subspecies, because most of the time, by the way, it's not just one. You probably know this from reading labels, so excuse me for repeating it to you. But usually there are several different lactobacilli, and then there's some bifidobacteria in any sort of supplement. So just make sure that those do contain the Lactobacillus reuteri and the Bifidobacterium longum. I hope I'm pronouncing those properly. Let's see. And those are probably the best research ones, sir.
Sounds great. Have you had a chance to start looking into the cannabidiol CBD pure, you know, whole food extracts? Because they also have wonderful, from what I recently started looking at, not only, you know, blood sugars and insulin sensitivity, but a ton of other things that it helps with.
Yes, sir. Well, you are absolutely correct. They do that. And now that cannabis has become legal in Washington State, all the Tomo Clinic doctors are looking into it more. We were a little tiny bit hesitant before it became legal here because particularly the Washington State Medical Board just loves to go after alternative medicine doctors, and I'm sure they would have if any of us MD types at our clinic anyway had been investigated in cannabidiol. But again, now that it's legal in Washington State, we're definitely looking into it, and you're absolutely correct. There are a lot of things that it can do.
Sounds great. As far as the legality is concerned, that one, because I'm talking about the industrial hemp extract, not
yeah, I know, the CBD and not the one that people can get high on.
Right.
But our medical board here has, in my opinion anyway, so abused their powers that we just wanted to stay away from it entirely
until
it did become legal.
Yeah, gotcha. Sounds great. Thanks so much, Doc.
Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for holding on through that break. Patience of you. Good patience. Thank you.